The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
Melanie Finn, the entertainment correspondent for the Irish Independent, is with us to bring us up to date on what has happened with Sean Diddy Combs, the artist formerly known as Puff Daddy P. Diddy. He obviously was convicted of a number of charges related to sex exploitation, acquitted of some of the more significant charges against him, and there was a question as to whether or not he'd get a rap on the knuckles or he was going to face significant jail time. Turns out it's the latter, Mel.
It is indeed. So he has been sentenced to more than 4 years in prison, and I don't think anyone saw this coming, especially his own defence team. So this followed on from last July when a jury of 12 New Yorkers acquitted him of the charges of sex trafficking and racketeering charges. Now, these can carry the potential of a life sentence, but they did find him guilty of two charges of transportation to engage in prostitution, and this would have involved his two ex-girlfriends, Cassie Ventura, and an unidentified victim named Jane. So on Friday, a judge named Aaron Subramanian told him that his crimes and the abuse of his ex-girlfriends were so serious that they warranted a total of 50 months in prison and a $500,000 fine. I think this came as a huge shock to him, but it was like a total show, the hearing in itself. It lasted for about 6 hours. It involved remarks from his six adult children, five of his defence lawyers, a reverend, and a 15-minute mea culpa video featuring Diddy himself.
Now, do we know whether or not he is likely to serve that long? Is there much in the way of appeals available to him, or is that it?
His defence team have already indicated that they plan to appeal it. Legal experts would deem it harsher than what the defence wanted, yet far less than what prosecutors and probation demanded, which would have been a minimum of 11 to 14 years. So we know he is going to appeal, and he has already been in a facility since September 2024, dating back to the first time he was arrested. He has applied for jail numerous times over the course of this, but he has been refused every single time he applied. So the trial lasted for 2 months, and it ended in July. So it will be backdated to take into account the fact that he's been in a facility for 13 months already. So you're probably looking at less than 3 years, realistically. I think the huge shock is the fact that it is a custodial sentence, because we're so unaccustomed to seeing uber famous, uber rich, uber celebrities, people like this, actually going to jail for offences like this.
And presumably it will also open the door for civil actions against him and mark the end of his career.
So there are a number of civil actions pending against him. We know that this isn't the end of the bad news for him. In fact, he faces dozens of civil lawsuits accusing him of sexual assault and other misconduct. And again, he has denied all allegations in those suits. If you're asking me, do I think this is the end of his career? I think nobody knows. I think in America, you know, they love a comeback story. And his narrative of rehabilitation has already begun. I was reading a story about how he has been already teaching his inmates at Brooklyn's Metropolitan Center personal development course called Free Game with Diddy. The mind boggles. I mean, it's up to supposition. You know, he is, at one stage he was worth $1 billion. You know, he's a three-time Grammy winner. He was hugely celebrated before this conviction. And Anton, you also have to bear in mind, the Americans have elected a convicted felon as their president.
On that note, Melanie, thank you very much. That is Melanie Finn, entertainment correspondent with the Irish Independent.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.